are listening to Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network, coming right up your favorite show, the Soul Savage Show, with EB, Q Lynn, and Whitney, and yours truly. In the meantime, it's a solid night, The Temptations.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I say, all our family and friends. I want you to remember this line.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
And we mean it now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of
yes.
you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I love
from
that.
The Temptations.
I love that. Merry Christmas. Hey, folks, and welcome. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network, and welcome to the Soul Samness Show. And give it up for tonight's host. Hey, we've got Q Lynn, we've got Whitney, and I also understand that we've got Julie in the house. Is that correct?
Yes, and EB is on now.
And EB is on now. All right, let's give it up for him. We had to give you a little holiday introduction here tonight. How about that?
I know, right? I guess host Julie's back, founder of Just With Products, and also host of Pretty. I had it in my head and I almost messed it up. Pretty Petty
Politics
Podcast. That's a tongue twister. Pretty Petty Politics Podcast. Y'all give it up for Julie. Sorry, y'all.
All right.
My college education only took me so far, so and I'm also a little bit on the 420 experience right now. That's why. That's another reason why I'm messing up. So my soul's on the drawer right now. But give it up to our host, Miss Julie. Give it up for her. She's been gone for a while. She didn't guest host in a minute because she out there. I think her show comes on the same time as ours. I think. What time is your show?
All right.
I forgot.
Well, it has been coming on Thursdays at 8:00. But
oh yeah.
We are moving to Monday nights in the new year, so we're excited.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, that's what's up. What should we be looking forward to with your podcast coming back for the new year 2019? What should we be looking for on your show when you come back?
A new space. So we're with a new station, same network, but a different station. We're excited about that. A larger space. Just trying to up our game. You know, I started off just hoping everything would work, and everything did. So now I'm ready to push through in 2019. There's a lot of social justice issues and political issues that we need to address as we get ready for 2020.
How did you come up with that name? Is it totally yours? How did you come up with that? The podcast?
My students will call me the Petty Professor.
Hilarious.
So I learned through one of the groundskeepers at the university that I was called the Pretty Professor, so I just put it together, Pretty Petty Politics.
That is a tongue twister, especially when you're high. I can't hardly say it.
Leave the podcast off and just say Pretty Petty Politics.
Yep. I was like trying to think of something clever to say. I can't think of nothing.
But it is. But the whole thing is politics are pretty petty. Like, it's not even about
oh, yeah, that's
the
awesome.
Look. They are pretty petty, you know? So
that's true.
It works.
Yeah, it works. I actually enjoyed it. I was like, I remember a couple times when we were doing the show, because I think it comes on like right after our show, I would like, when I was getting ready to go to a gig or something, especially when I was doing that corporate gig, I would just turn it on, whatever it was on, like on Facebook, I think it was on Instagram, and I just pulled it up and then just plugged it in on my Bluetooth and listened to it. It was pretty good. Y'all had some good guests on.
Thank you.
Make sure y'all support 2019. Are you getting anything? Is it going to be designated somewhere like on SoundCloud or Stitcher? Or is it just a live on
social media? It will be on SoundCloud. That is something that is being taken care of. And I'm still looking at whether or not I'm going to go Spotify or Apple.
Oh, that's cool. I'll see you, man. I hope it does good. I know a lot of people be tuning in on Facebook. I see it. I don't get on Facebook that much. I try to catch it on Instagram, but I'm trying to keep up with it in the new year.
I have to put on Facebook for my mama.
Yeah, everybody's mama and aunties be out there. I think my mama actually liked it. My mom and a few of my relatives, when I shared it, because I shared it from y'all Facebook page, and there's a lot of people that liked it. Some of my relatives, like, I think for sure my mother liked it.
Yeah, my mom is my biggest supporter in that, and she does not bite her tongue with her critiques, honey. So,
I'm glad that y'all did that, because I remember one show, it was something, you were talking about voter registration, and I was like, man, I need to check and make sure they ain't tripping. And then as soon as I did, they had changed our district for mine. They had changed it, I guess, because I hadn't looked at it since I renew my license, and I had filled out that new information, like they tell you, like, how to register, like, whatever, like, you register independent or something like that. And once I did that, they, like, changed my whole polling location, but it wasn't that far from where it used to be. It was, like, a few blocks from there. But I was like, really? I was like, y'all wait till the voting time, when it comes to voting time, to do all this trickery stuff, because I could did this. You know what I mean? Last year or something like that. But yeah. While I was listening to your show, that's when I checked to make sure everything was good. But I just had to find where it was, and I just put it in GPS and went to go vote. But yeah.
Yeah. A lot of polling places closed too. So that's the other thing.
That's a whole other subject, man. It was crazy, especially in certain areas that's predominantly black. Oh man, that's a whole other subject though. But man, last week, just to get into savvy updates real quick, so we can move on with the show, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I wanted enough time to talk about it, so we get to savvy updates real quick. Last week's show was crazy. I got hit up a lot. A lot of y'all tuned in last week's show. Y'all wouldn't tune into that one live. I wouldn't get the most feedback when we went off the rails. I don't even remember what we were talking about last week. What was the topic? I forgot. What were we talking about? Bad relationships and something like that? I forgot. That show was crazy.
I think so.
That show was crazy. It was just sparked. I need to quit telling my, all I know is I need to quit telling my personal business on this show, because it just all the personal questions keep coming. By the way, I feel like I got a couple of personal questions, but it wasn't as, like, they weren't asking specific questions like, oh, I guess, do y'all cheat or do y'all condone cheating in relationships? I feel like that's a given, a no, but somebody asked that. I think his name is, I'm going to say his name because I don't think he specified. I'm going to say TJ is his initials. TJ wants to know, do y'all condone cheating of any kind?
Condone?
Like, is there a reason to cheat? Evie,
a reason to cheat?
That's what he asked. He said, do you condone cheating in a relationship? I guess if any kind, is it?
Because, I mean, if you cheating, then you ain't in a relationship. If you getting cheated on, you ain't in a relationship. You in a dream. That's a fantasy.
That's
that
right.
Real?
Right, I was just wondering, Tiffany, like, what does cheating mean? That's what I would have asked him, but that's the whole
thing. Well, yeah, because there could be physical, you know, cheating, and there can also be, like, an emotional attachment. That can be cheating as well.
Oh, that might be what he means, cheating of any kind. That's probably what he meant, physical or emotional cheating.
I mean, if you're not getting what you need physically, then no, there's still no reason to cheat. Now, if you're not getting what you need emotionally, then you really need to sit down with your partner or whoever you're in a relationship with and talk to them before you go out and get it somewhere else emotionally. Don't just go cheating on people. Just, you know, have a talk with people. We need to talk a little more.
I thought we talked about that before. Like,
I know. I feel like
maybe they misunderstood something we said and thought we were saying cheating was okay at some point. Maybe that's why it came up.
I know what it was. There were two things. First, when Q-Lynn says that she's an eligible girlfriend, is that what she says?
Kind of faithful.
Yeah, almost faithful. Yeah, that's it.
That's probably what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's that. And then it's also because the people know that me and Whitney had something going on. And I just found out she got a whole fiance. So, we're down with
that. She had a whole fiance.
A whole fiance.
Oh, EB. Why you bringing that up? See?
Listen,
you started up controversy again.
Now, you over here making this speech like you diplomatic
no,
so forthright. You over here talking about being an
I want CJ to know that this is a Soul Savage radio show. Will does not cheat. Q-Lynn does not cheat. EB does not cheat. We working on Whitney. When we get her there.
Stop! Whitney does not cheat, is not cheating. None of that is going on over here.
Notice
just
want to
clear that up.
Yeah, I just want to let y'all know that story I told last week. That was absolutely 10 years ago, what I was talking about. It wasn't 2 dates. Let me clarify. People thought I was on 2 dates. I was not on 2 dates. I said I was on a date, and another guy that I was dating so happened to be there, mm-hmm. and I didn't know he was there.
Right.
And when I came back to the bathroom, I was like, oh, there's no boy. Let me talk to him real quick. And we had the conversation. It was so good. I was like, I forgot I was on a date. And so when I get here, I was like, oh, yeah. This is boy, I'm with on a date,
and then
that
happened, and
it was cool. Like, nothing happened. It was just that. And I told the other guy that was, that I was not on a date with, I said, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and that's how I went. That's not cheating. I just wanted to clarify
what
was going on.
Because
a lot of y'all were confused on what that. That's not cheating,
because
I was dating both.
Two guys.
He wasn't in a relationship. Yeah. She was just dating like people do. People date.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you could talk to somebody and your date walk up and you tell one, oh, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Like, ooh, that's some Ike Turner stuff right there.
That's right.
Oh, it's not. I didn't say it like that. I was like, all right.
Hold on.
Like, no.
He asked me what I was doing the next day, and I was like, Ike done told some girl, oh, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow in front of Tina.
That's right.
Let's get Tina on the line.
I saw the movie.
Listen, that ain't the same thing.
I saw the movie.
We weren't married. It's not the same thing. And then you try to make it seem like an abusive tone to it. And that ain't even what it is.
It sounds abusive to me.
The indication of my Listen, don't be mad
because
I had it like that back in the day.
Okay?
That's my fault.
Hey, you
keep trying
to say back.
Okay, I was judging with 6'7" at the same time. Like, it wasn't nothing, okay? I stopped because I couldn't remember none of their names.
Oh, my God.
See, oh, God. Okay.
I had their name under, like, old dude number 1, number 2.
Oh, Lord.
You didn't even have their name straight?
Oh, boy, yay.
No, it was just like, old dude.
Old boy.
I mean, yeah, a couple of them I had their names in my phone, but the rest of them was like, ah, you all right, you all right. You cool for the moment.
Oh, Lord, that sounds tempting.
Like that. I don't really want to talk to you. It was just sort of like that. It was like, if I really want, like, if they started getting boring after a while, I was like, oh, let me put old dude.
Oh, Lord.
That's why I was putting their name in. And then,
EB, I couldn't handle that.
After a while, I just started just not, like, replying back. And then, well, actually, I got a new phone, and then I just so happened not to have their phone numbers in there no more.
Lord,
so,
Jesus, no.
A win-win situation.
No, Lord, no. And what about now,
Q-Lan? Okay, this was 10 years ago.
What about now?
10 plus years ago. I told y'all, I'm kind of faithful out here in these streets. That ain't even me no more.
You're avoiding
That's
the question.
That's a whole different person that was back then. That was a whole different girl. Okay?
You're avoiding the question. What about now? Are you committed now?
I just told you I'm kind of faithful out here.
You're kind of faithful. Oh, see? It's the same thing, EB.
We were just,
Whitney?
We went to the movies last week, and we went to the movies.
Okay.
So, we good.
All right.
Yeah, fun time.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, I don't want we went to the movies to be the marker for being faithful, though. Oh, yeah, we went to the movies.
No, I was just explaining.
Damn.
I was explaining that I went to the movies.
Lord.
And we're good.
And she's saying they on good terms. Like, ain't no issues over there.
Right.
They ain't no issues.
Uh-huh.
No, I say crazy stuff like this all the time. It ain't no big deal.
Uh-huh. You didn't answer the question. Do you cheat now? Do you cheat now, Q-Lan? Do you cheat now?
Do I cheat now? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
A better question.
I don't know what cheat means, so I can't specify.
When is the last time you cheated, Q-Lan?
Yeah.
When's the last time I cheated?
When was the last time you were not faithful to one person?
Mm-hmm.
That's a complicated question. You have to be in a relationship for that to be cheating. There has to be an equipment. You have to define.
No!
So I'm like, you have to, like, and I think what we did back then, I don't think you can classify that.
Oh, we're talking about now, 2018.
You asked me a question. I'm just saying, I don't know if you can classify what I was doing back then.
No, we're not talking about back then. We're talking about now. Right now.
Now. I just told you I'm an eligible girlfriend out here.
Okay.
I'm kind of faithful, so that means
Okay. I guess that answers that.
I don't cheat for now. Okay, is that good enough of an answer?
Oh. Suppose you had a suitor on it. So suppose you had somebody that was listening to you and says, you know, Q Lynn, she sounds kind of cute. I like her. She's smart, intelligent, stuff like that. I would like to date her.
I told y'all, I couldn't run fast enough.
How fast would you run?
I couldn't run fast enough.
That's your loss, okay?
I don't want to be hurt again.
Not like, no, Lord.
A heartbreaker.
That's right.
I don't even act like that no more. That ain't even me no more, okay?
I get offers all the time,
and I'll be like, nah, yeah.
She'll make you big.
Somebody said because the potential ain't cute enough. They said that's why. That's not true, because it was those two guys that I saw at that concert was fine. I could have made something happen. Okay. I had a love connection with both of them, and I didn't. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Wow.
So I do pass up. You know, even if they are fine, I'll be like, nah, that's good. So I am faithful, kind of faithful out here.
I know. You know, your phone will only hold so many numbers.
Don't judge me by my past wife, okay? That's what you, Evie, are doing. No. Judging my past wife.
No, you're speaking in the present. It's
my fault that I had it like that.
Evie, she was speaking in the present, wasn't she? Whitney?
No, I was not.
Julie?
I said it was 10 years ago. I made that very clear.
We asked you about now. Come on.
I'm talking about now. I said, yes, I'm faithful now at the moment. Right now. That's what I said. I said I'm faithful at the moment.
Let me tell you something. That Q Lynn, she's slick. You got to get up early to get over her, y'all. She know exactly what to say.
Uh-huh.
How to say it.
I didn't say I'm faithful at the moment. What more do you want from me? How more do I need to specify?
Wow.
We're gonna move on from this. I think y'all keep asking too many personal questions. Sounds pretty solid to me. Move on. I think it's only two questions, and they're not that long of questions. That's the only reason why I pulled it up. One was saying, who's our favorite? Who do we like following on Instagram? And who do you think is famous that we don't think needs to be famous on Instagram or any kind of platform? I guess they didn't specify that, but I just saw one just specify Instagram. So who's our favorite on Instagram? Do we like following?
I really only follow either my friends or I follow a lot of barbers and chefs, like people who like are creatives, painters. I follow people like that because I like to see stuff like that. And then a lot of like local people, not no one Instagram famous. I mean, some of them are Instagram famous, but I don't follow them because of that. So I don't really have a favorite person I follow. I'm going to plug this one lady. Her name is the Traveling Black Widow. And she's an older black lady. She's a widow and she just travels the world and takes pictures. And I love following her and I love seeing that she, you know, is still living and doing her thing after, having a husband that died first, but then after, I think she's over 60 or 70 now. So I love that. As far as like who is famous that don't need to be, I don't think nobody need to be famous because ain't nobody posting nothing like that that makes you really want to like check out. I don't think nobody need to be famous. Like if I wouldn't get in trouble for saying stuff, I would say I can't say everything. But no, I don't think anybody should be famous right now. There's nobody. Nah.
Who else? Julie, you
want to
go or Whitney? You want to answer?
Who I follow that's famous or what? that's Instagram famous?
Is that anybody that's popular on Instagram that you like following?
Of course, my baby daddy, my husband. What are you talking about?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Class.
I can't even say it like this. I can't even say it on the radio. I can't say the word.
Like, without a doubt. Y'all can call me Mrs. Washington, the future Mrs. Washington.
Hey, you know his real name and everything.
I didn't even know Plies had a last name. I thought he was just born.
That's true. I didn't know till this moment.
Like, what?
His name is
Who is that?
I'm
talking about
Lanier Washington.
He had me cracking up with some Thanksgiving, or it was from, like, last year, somebody reposted. He was like, at the Friday, the Thanksgiving leftovers over, but you got Thanksgiving, you got to get rid of them. He was like, Friday was the last day it was good. Saturday, you do it too much. Sunday, you got parvo or something. I don't remember what he said. This shit was funny. But yeah, shout out to Mr. Kirk Franklin. That's your all time on Instagram. I appreciate that. You saying that.
You were for that. I said class.
No, Kirk was right.
And I do follow Kirk Franklin.
Wait, why would you follow the same person on two accounts?
Whatever. And since we're there. It's this poet out of Philly. I'm opening my Instagram. Usually she pop right up. But she's
you must be talking about Jill Scott.
Oh yeah, the microphone poet.
No, not
yeah, comfortable. I was like, wait, what's going on? This video is
uncomfortable. I'm not sure about this. She's a little weird.
Y'all stop. On Instagram, she's
mild. My bad. Wait, say it again. I was laughing.
This thing called The Boyfriend Chronicles. And so I really enjoy her. Again, Maui_Defu. And she's, I enjoy her.
Spell that so I can look it up.
Maui_Defu.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you dislike on the internet?
Who do I dislike? Them damn weed pages.
The what?
No, that's real. That's real. The hair pages, weed man. Weave.
Oh, those bundles?
Oh, yeah. Popping
up? Yes.
Spam
them.
You be like, listen, Instagram, this is spam. Let me report this. How do they get them? Like, how you going to get customers like that? And it be the same, like, we profiles. These all Russian bots. What is that? Is that some kind of code message? Why all of them got the same weed bundle? Is what I'm talking about. It all looks
the same. It'd be the same ponytail in every picture.
Yes.
It'd be like, I don't even,
if you look at my pictures, I don't even be wearing that. Why are you over here messing with me? Right. All my hair is natural in all these pictures. All of them. It would make more sense for you to send me a puff, you know, something like that. I can't do nothing with them bundles.
Looks like the girls in the
video,
you know, we're half natural, half. My bad. They
only like A1's mama. All love and hip hop. That's the bundles they can tell us. Dude, like you could talk about my front, girl. Calm down. Like, you didn't get hyped for no reason. Quit asking money for my son, bitch. I'm like, oh my god, whose mama is this looking like this? With these scary eyebrows. Like, get her off TV. But yeah, Whitney, who's yours? Your favorite, and then who you don't want to see on the internet?
I don't really have one that bothers me that I don't want to see because I just don't follow those people, but my top three right now that I do follow, they're all people that I grew up with, so I'm kind of watching them, like, get all successful and whatnot. One of them is Sin the G, which I went to high school with him, so I've been following, like, his rap career. Another is My Bald is Better. We always knew she was gonna model, but, like, the pictures she got out now, like, they're daring but super creative. And my last one is Paper Panthers. He's an artist. And I remember being in high school art class with him, and I tease him to this day, like, you was never in art class, always late, but now I'm seeing all this stuff that he's whipping up, and it's, like, I had no idea he was that talented. So those are my top three who I like to follow, just for the creativity alone.
Well, that's because he didn't need the class.
He really didn't. He really did not.
He was like,
I did.
I know what I'm doing.
He'd be like, oh, I'll be back. And be like, where'd he go? I ain't seen him in the whole class. Yep, come in there and be gone. Listen, that gone all the time. But he getting it now. I'm like, okay.
So he would come to class and leave?
You know that nobody was taking art seriously
like that.
Where'd
you go? Fair East Side, how about Joe Clark? Like, what kind of school you went to that people could come in and leave?
I'm telling you. If you had art class, you would be doing good if you saw most of your classmates in there. People would not be in there. I would be like, ain't so-and-so supposed to be in here? But let me get up and try to walk out. My daddy working right across the street. I can't skip. Everybody else got to skip. So, yeah, it happened all the
time.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Wait, who's your least favorite? Do you have one that you think shouldn't be on the internet?
I don't. I can't think of probably because I stopped following, like, those people. Like, if I don't feel they got nothing I'm interested in, I don't follow them. So I don't have one. Everybody that's on my Instagram, like, are people who I actually like to, like, see what they putting out.
No, I mean, like, somebody like Kai or somebody like that. Like, just anybody random that you... And that was Shay, because she don't need to be on the internet, but that's another subject.
I don't know. Probably Nikki Glam if she on there.
Nikki Glam, 1982 at yahoo.com.
Damn,
we miss you.
I am
out here. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa coming up, and we're going to have to work with you.
Yeah, Nikki Glam, they talk about Nikki Glam, that's the person, Beyonce stan that didn't care too much what Evie had to say, or his lack of knowledge of, what was it? She was mad that you didn't comment on Coachella when we were talking about it.
It was Coachella. It was all because I didn't know.
It was everything.
I didn't watch
because
it.
He because he didn't watch it, and he called her, she called him a hater, and then when he responded some weeks ago, or last month, or the month before he responded, she didn't like his response, and so she reverted to saying some not so nice things again. She's very mad about it.
He called me sissy.
Yeah, he said he was having a sissy fit. That's what the email said. She's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I just didn't watch.
That was mad corny.
I just didn't watch Coachella. It wasn't just because Beyonce, though. I never do. Like, it's not. Y'all called me when
she was the only one that was
like,
going live.
Laffer and D'Angelo and Badu and Mary, like Gladys Knight, Anita, like some. Oh, I'm old. Give me some old people music. Coachella, don't give me that.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that was definitely a Beyonce fan that was going to town, doing too much. Yeah, he's had a couple this year actually he's had more than that. We just ain't read them on air. I got time to say, do no short stories about how much I love Beyonce. Sorry, I'm not trying to shade. There ain't no shade on top of it. I just don't feel like reading. I only wanted to read these because these are the only shortest ones I saw. If it wasn't for that, a lot of y'all send,
And I'll tell y'all this. Q-Lynn be tripping. Q-Lynn don't never like to read the long emails.
No.
Q-Lynn wait until she is not on the show or she go out of town, and she'll send me the long emails to read. But the emails that she reads...
You won't want to know. I was like, if you don't ask for them, I'm not going to send it. Because I'm like, shit. I'm like, it's a lot. I don't feel like going through all this. But he won't listen. He's like, send me some emails. And I'm like, all right, here you go. I'll send you all the long ones that I don't want to read. I won't read them.
Send me the longest ones. I'll be like... Damn, who wrote this, Terry McMillan? Yeah.
Right, I didn't even read, when I listened to the show, that was the only time I didn't even read when I sent you that one of that girl, I didn't even read that one. I was listening to it when y'all was reading it. I was like, that's how I listened to know what I was talking about. I wasn't about to read through that shit. I was like, sent to it and see if it's a question. I'm like, is it a question? Okay, this is the four sentence. Okay, there ain't no question.
Yeah, no, that's really what Q-Lynn does. She won't read anything.
I'll read.
But she rolls in looking for a question mark. If she see a question mark, so y'all can say whatever y'all want. Just put a question mark in there, and she gonna read it. She ain't even gonna know what it's about.
Right, exactly. That's he hit it right on the nail, because that's all I do. I just look for the question mark, and I'm like, oh, it's a question? Okay, boom.
That's right.
Send it. But yeah, I don't remember what, oh yeah, my Instagram, my favorite people on Instagram, since she named three, I'm gonna name three. It's mostly musicians that I follow, like anybody that's creative, like artists and photographers, I like following them, people that they document all different kind of stuff, like some of them take pictures of food and stuff like that. I like people that take pictures of when they're traveling. It's a bunch of random, but my top three are Kimberly Nicole. She's a rock singer. I love, she's amazing. She's always posting content on there. And I think Amanda Seale, she's always posting some good stuff. And then I like Will's Instagram. It's pretty enlightening. And then I like Daru. I added on the fourth one. I like Daru, who's been on the show. He's a drummer. He's always putting some stuff. No, I got a fifth one. It's a little kid named LJ. He's like 4 years old. He's like an amazing, like this little boy. He can play some drums. And I'm like, yo, he is my, I told his daddy, I was like, I need him to be my life coach. And he just laughed. I'm like, I'm dead serious. Like, I need LJ to be my, LJ the drummer, I need him to be my life coach. A 4 year old. He know way more music than these people that's beaming people who came to R&B to me. Like, he know way more music than they do. And he's 4 years old. That's hard.
Well, you know what? I'm going to plug three more people there for Instagram. Number one is going to be my little sister at Black Women Hustle, BLK.
Oh, man, I forgot
Women
about her. Yes,
she's Hustle. She's almost at 20,000 followers, Black Women. She is everything from employment and politics and opportunity. Follow her. She's great. My friend Lanubian, who is traveling the world and has these amazing photos, I told her they should be in a coffee table book somewhere because they're just that great. I got to plug her. And then saxophonist Keon Harrell. I love following him.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, Salam Remy. Like, his stuff is like stuff like music videos and, like, you know, stuff like that. I like that. So I'm plugging in people. I can't really think of anybody I don't. Like, Julian, do you have somebody you don't think should be on Instagram or be as popular?
Oh, I forgot all about that. I just saw this a couple of days ago. I didn't have nobody, but I just saw this somebody. I was looking on Explore on Instagram, and somebody had this woman on her page. Whoever B Love is, it's this woman. She has a YouTube channel, and she just be reviewing food and stuff like that. I don't need that page to be deactivated because all she do is smack like shit on there, and I can't stand it.
Wait.
This shit be smacking like shit. It would be driving me crazy. I'm like, I ain't got sense to this video. I was like, I watched the first 20 seconds. She had like some prawns, some shrimp prawns, take them apart and dip them in salt. And you like, boom. I was like, hell no.
Is it like the ASMR lady?
I forgot what. Yeah, I think her, I think it's B Love. I think that's what her YouTube channel is. But she got these long ass auntie nails and got it in the sauce or something that she be dipping it in. She be getting seafood and dipping and shit in there and just be smacking. Like, I'm like, listen, man, I don't like hear people smack and chew. That shit makes my ears, makes me crazy. I can't stand people that smack and chew. Well, I can't, I don't like that. My older brother do that. He be smacking.
Yo,
I'm like, dude,
yes.
You over 30, bro.
I feel you. I feel you.
How many of you quit smacking? I'm like, it ain't that good.
I was trying to figure out what's going on. Is your esophagus okay? Why does it sound like that?
Hell no. Listen, I was like, since I saw that video, I'm like, why is y'all sitting here watching this woman eat some damn shrimp, smacking like that? And then, the worst part about it, she got a crew, a family full of people that smack. They was eating. I was like, what the fuck is this? What are you watching this shit? Why do these people smack like this? It's just a family of them just be smacking like, I'm like, it ain't that good, man. My brother be smacking.
What? Mashed potatoes.
What is
that? I said, the way she talked about smacking, I got nervous like she can hear me eating my potato chips, even though I was on.
No, I didn't hear it at all. I didn't hear it. But yeah, that lady, B be love, whatever her name is. She, I need her to have a YouTube channel, Instagram, but she got a lot of followers. She gets over like a half a million, million videos every time. I'm like, how y'all sit here watching this woman smacking shit all over the damn camera?
There's so many people on Instagram. Do y'all have people like that y'all follow and they're popular, but you don't know why they're popular? Like you can't figure out what their thing is. Like, I think if you go to like Q-Lan's Instagram or my Instagram, you know, our thing is music. You know, if you go to Julie's, you know, her thing is like politics and law. But there are certain people like they post pictures and you'd be like, well, why are you popular? Like, what is it that you do? What is it that you're interested in? Like, why are you in the front row at the Soul Train Awards, but you don't have no talent? Like, what is your thing?
What, you know, value do you bring?
What value, what value do you, you know what? I'm going to start an Instagram called What Value Do You Bring? And I'm not going to do nothing but post people who I don't bring any value.
Like,
I don't
think they bring any value. Living? Or what you do? Why are we supposed to be interested?
It's yeah, like, what are you, who are you?
I don't follow them. I don't follow them.
Yeah, I don't follow them. I know people. Right. Wait, no, I'm lying. I follow one, and that's just like a thirst follow. It's like eye candy. But the others, I'm just like, why y'all? What's going on? Why y'all here? Deborah Collins,
I have an important follow for y'all.
If she said flies again, I'm screaming.
No, it's not flies again. I'll throw that. Look, I'm going home next week. Anything can happen now. Don't play.
Uh-oh.
Yo, I just pulled this lady's video. Can y'all hear this?
And I might pull her to the side and be like, sis, listen, I need you to go on and hook that up.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm. It's time. The height don't bother me, none of that. Okay.
Wait, can y'all hear this video? I was trying to pull it up to where y'all can hear it. I got to put it up on my laptop. Can y'all hear this? Can y'all hear this woman?
No.
Mm-mm. Y'all can hear it?
Okay, but anyway, this who y'all should follow. You
anyway,
should follow.
I was trying to see if I can play it. It won't work. Go ahead, Julie. You cut me
you
off.
You should follow Lee Merritt.
Who?
Lee Merritt. Lee Merritt.
Lee Merritt?
Y'all should follow him.
Let me go
he
look.
Is what? A, he's an attorney.
Is he cute?
He's got a...
First thing I ask when I go to Instagram, this is Instagram.
He
I don't need
to give
you a quote. Listen, I don't need no I follows
then.
I need them all
to
be fine.
Oh,
wait. Married, I need them to be fine.
You know what? I do follow Lee Merritt.
Lee Merritt Esquire.
Yeah.
Follow him.
Let me look him up real quick. What's yeah. How you spell
I found
it?
Him.
How you spell it?
Lee, L-E-E. Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T.
Hold on, girl. I told you I was high and I'm trying to look it up. Hold on. Spell it again.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Spell it one more time because I just pulled it up.
Oh.
Please.
Lee, L-E-E.
Okay.
Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T. E-S-Q.
I-T-C. What? Oh, is it with an E-Q at the end?
Yes. Yeah.
I can't see his pictures.
Girl, I'm not telling you to follow him to look at him. I'm telling you to follow him because of what he brings to the table.
Oh, he kind of cute.
What, wait, we're not talking about that, Q-Lin.
He got a nice looking beard.
What?
Oh, Lord. I see what you're saying, though.
I see what you're saying, though. Look at
him. Stop.
Listen.
Yeah, he
anyway, the other one is Chris Stewart _ESQ.
See, Chris Stewart
_ESQ. Both of these are attorneys that handle civil rights cases.
Esquire.
And deal with social, yeah, and deal with social.
Esquire.
I can't with
you. He's kind of cute, too.
Do you follow DeMario Solomon Simmons? That's one you might want to add. He's it looks like he actually follows Lee, but he's similar. He's a civil rights attorney. He's based out of Oklahoma, so you might want to add him to your list.
DeMario, what?
Yeah, he's listed under, his name on IG is Attorney DeMario, and the name is DamArio.
Dang, it popped up as soon as you did.
Okay, Attorney DeMario, okay.
Yep.
Oh, he's cute too.
Then last.
He's married.
Wait. Okay, let me.
He got a bald head. Okay. He got a pretty smile.
Let me give somebody. I'm going to give somebody cute too.
The seven signs of life.
So F L A.
He looks short though.
Wait, hold up.
Wait, say it again, EB. Spell it again.
Flavor Flav. F L A V.
Oh, man.
You was ready too. Wait, say it again.
Mm-hmm. Flavor Flav. Almost cussed you out for that. Get the clock, boy. Flavor Flav.
Wow.
Nah, Hoops, I'm going to go with you. Nah, New York, I'm going to go with Hoops.
Yo, New York.
Flav, I love you. Oh, my God, Flav.
I can't do a voice.
Are you serious? Beyonce, bitch, you look like Luther Vandross.
That shit was funny.
I love her.
I spent all day yesterday.
Beyonce, bitch. You look like Luther Vandross. Beyonce.
That was funny.
Man, I thought she was about to give me somebody fine. That was disrespectful.
No. Oh, no. Somebody fine for real.
You said that Chris Stewart, he was a nice looking dude right there. He was finer than the two you told me, June.
No, somebody fine.
I ain't gonna follow him, but they nice to look at.
No jokes, I got somebody fine.
I'm kidding.
But he don't post a lot of selfies, so I don't know if y'all like it. But he's EB for Prez on Instagram. He posts a lot of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then. He just gotta let people know.
You know,
I feel fine.
You know, I follow him on Twitter. You know, he throw a lot of little nice music tweets and stuff. Then he tweet about having his peekaboo out on the internet as well, you know.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. He learned his lesson. I think he wear pants now.
You wear them britches. I told you, you put them britches on. You be in your drawers in a meeting. You too relaxed. You go to Starbucks or something and do your meeting so you'll need to be tempted. God.
That
was funny.
God.
When I read it, I was like, bro, he really, because y'all remember you had put it on your Insta story, and I was like somebody saw it, and saw something in your YouTube that you was watching, and they thought it was porn or something like that. I was like,
nope, that was funny. It wasn't.
Listen, if you don't mind putting your peekaboo out there, I'll look at it, you know. You know, I don't care. You know, I'll look at anything on it. You want to put it out there, you know.
Wow.
If you follow somebody that keeps their peekaboo, do y'all follow any new accounts? Y'all follow any people that's half naked on Instagram? Y'all got any Instagram honey?
Yeah, one, but he's my friend.
I got one.
And he's a model, so he takes pictures that are, like, provocative. But I think since I stopped liking his pictures, they don't come up in my newsfeed anymore. But, yeah, just one person.
I got one. He is fine as wine. And he a model, too.
I'm sorry, I follow?
I sound like I'm echoing because I had to plug my phone up before I dial on y'all.
I follow Portia Williams from the Housewives of Atlanta just because I think that she's fine as wine. Her and her sister Lauren, I follow both of them. Because I just think they just beautiful to look at. Like, I don't want them to talk or do nothing. I just want to look at them.
And you just want to look at their pictures.
I just want to look at them.
I was going to tell y'all who I'll be looking at, but I want y'all to follow them. So the people, not y'all, the host. I'm talking about the people that's listening live. I want y'all to.
I'm scared to ask.
I got some, and he be half naked all the time. That's why I like looking at him. I'm like, yes, keep that shirt off.
Had that extra dramatic pause. I was waiting on the name to drop.
Right. I was just curious.
I ain't gonna give it to everybody. I put it out there. But he fine.
Interesting.
I'm like, yes, God. I'll text it to y'all. Y'all want me to text it to y'all when we get ready to go to break? No,
I do want you to text her. I want to know.
Okay, I'm just gonna text to y'all.
Text
right now. We get ready to go to break, and about 5 minutes, I'm trying to make sure we got a lot of updates. I want to read through them. Dang, I should send these to EB before we started. I wait to, that's a messed up thing. That's how I show y'all how ill-prepared I am every show. I wait to the show to look for the emails. And so I'm sitting there scrambling looking what's up. It was one more that was a good one. And I'm trying to find it. Hold on. Nah, we gonna go to, if Will's ready, we go to break.
Oh, pimp it. Yeah,
pimp. Back, we went with 6 minutes of rage.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, pimping ain't easy, is it, Q-Lin?
You all right.
I don't know how love could do this to me. I've waited and waited for someone I've never seen, but I'm so
Every year, every Christmas,
Luther Vandross. Every year, every Christmas. Hey, back to the Soul Savvy Show with E.B. Whitney and Julie.
Did you say my name? I'm scared.
I knew. I just said welcome back to the show. I thought that was. Is she guilty? I want. It sounds like a guilty person to me. Hey, folks. E.B., what did I say?
What?
I just said welcome back.
I heard welcome back to QLN Soul Savviness Show with E.B., Whitney, and Julie. That's what I heard.
Oh, you threw it all together.
Yeah. Are you guilty of something, QLN?
I just asked a question. I don't know where the implications come from. I just wanted to make sure. I told y'all over. You came back too quick because I'm sitting there still lusting over this, these Instagrams that make me
Come on. Boy, I'm telling you. Boy.
Yes.
And he got his tongue out too. Hello.
Oh.
I know. What are you talking about?
See?
Wait a minute.
I told you.
Me too, bro.
I've been trying to tell everybody, Whitney, Julie, EB, I've been trying to tell you.
I only got two bang follows. Like, I don't care what he's talking about. He's talking about God is good. He's talking about God's mercy. I'm like, yes, leave that shirt off.
Yeah, pimping.
Oh, my goodness.
Slinging. Swinging.
Yes, God.
He's bringing a new meaning to slinging.
Somebody's slinging and slinging. I hope he's slinging. I'm trying to.
And we can add.
I don't be looking like that.
And we can add.
I can't see it. He got black sweatpants on. I can't see nothing.
We can add pimping too. Pimping too. Pimping. Slinging and swinging. But good Lord, QLN.
Come on with this.
Hey, girl, you got it going on.
Fine as wine.
Hey.
The pretty teeth. All right. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here caught up on Instagram. We about to go to Will's segment.
Yeah, just.
Turn it down just a little bit. I need to play some more Luke
Evangelist
so I can get in the mood.
I got that. Okay.
Wow. Go ahead, Will.
All right, we can do our
thing
here. Hey, look here, but I want to tell you guys out there, don't look for a long-term thing because it ain't going to happen. All right. QLN.
Okay, let me tell my business out there. All right, okay?
Oh my God! How many things can happen? It sounds like so many things has happened this week. Oh man, you put 1 year in a week. Everybody's under investigation. Man, the White House is on fire. That well-oiled machine, and nobody wants the job. Chief of Staff John Kelly's leaving. Guess what? Here's number one. Number two, and I think the third pick just turned him down also. Maria Butina. That name may not mean anything to you, but that's, hey, that Russian girl that came in, you know, all cute and asked Donald Trump some questions. Hey, what you gonna do for our country if you become president? How about sanctions? Oh no, we don't need sanctions, but guess what? She's in jail, folks, and she just flipped. Oh boy, I want to know what she has to talk about. Because there's a $30 million question that I have for you and everybody. Listen to my voice around the globe here. $30 million came from Russia to the NRA. And the NRA gave $30 million to Trump. And guess what? That Russian agent, boy, she infiltrated the NRA. You make the connection. If you don't, you need to talk to somebody. Oh, Trump was in the room. Oh, AMI, David Pecker, remember that payoff? Oh, was that Karen McDougal? We're not talking about Stormy Daniels, but that thing is still looming over his head. Good Lord, Melania. What are you doing? You waiting for that insurance policy to kick in? Oh, my goodness. $100 million fund, campaign fund. Whoa. What is this? That means that, that campaign No. That's right. That our nomination committee raised $100 million, and they are under criminal investigation. You know the new AG in New York? You know that lady? Oh my goodness, she says though, and she has to be black. She says she is going after him if she wins. Guess what? She won. Deutsche Bank. They were raided last week. We talked about this last week, right? They were raided. Guess what? Oh, money laundering. And it has something to do with the VTB Bank out of Moscow. Guess who owns the VTB Bank? The government does. Vladimir Putin. Oh, it's all about that new Trump Tower that's supposed to be built in Moscow. And Putin was supposed to get a $50 million apartment. Man, this thing stinks. Oh, my God. Pull out, what is that, the air freshener? What you got for Febreze? Yemen kids are dying of cholera because we are all involved with that Saudi-backed war in that Saudi war against Yemen. And guess what? We are backing it up. And, Mr. Illustrious 45, he doesn't see anything wrong with that. Zoning laws. Have you heard of opportunity zones? It's supposed to be designed for the impoverished, you know, the people that needs a hand up. You know, not a handout, but a hand up. Guess what? Opportunity for zones. Guess who are they going to benefit? All right. Trump and Jared Kushner. There's more about that. These opportunity zones are supposed to be for the impoverished. Guess what? These rich investors are going in right now and buying up that land. And guess what? They may pay zero in capital gains taxes. It's a hard to bend them. And it's all about that 2017 tax law that Trump calls. How is that extra $32 in your paycheck working for you? Ben Carson, Uncle Ben Rice, Uncle Tom Carson. Guess what? He's in on all of this because Jared Kushner and Trump benefits from these zones. Folks, I'm telling you, you need to pay attention. Oh, guess what? Speaking of flippers, good Lord, is this an oceanic movie we're talking about? Flynn flips, coin flips. Oh, Alan Weisenberg, his accountant. Folks, anytime you got an accountant and he wants to talk to the federal government, you need to pack your bags and go to Panama. Manafort, guess what? That dump got caught. Oh, he was working both sides. What in the hell do he think he is? Oh, my God. A dumb criminal. I talked to a lawyer last week. He said, look here. Especially the prosecutor. We love dumb criminals. Make our jobs easy. We can go to lunch earlier. AMI David Pecker. I told you about that. Inquirer magazine said, yep, Trump was in the room. Hey, folks, guess what? This is the 6 minutes of rage. We're going to talk about that in a little bit coming up. But you stay tuned, all right? And keep it locked on the buzz. This is Studio W, the Soul Savviness Show. Back to you, Q Lynn.
I was still looking through Instagram, trying to find some male Instagram honey to follow.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You keep going?
No, actually,
no. I'm actually trying to promote the show, actually. I'm kidding. I was trying to promote the show.
Okay, I understand that, but I do have a question for you.
No, I'm just saying that's what I was doing. I wasn't looking on Instagram yet.
Okay. Q-Lynn, we had switched subjects here, and you still pimping here. I have a question for Julie.
Listen, I was just talking about people. That, it ain't nothing. Go ahead.
Julie, out of these topics I went through, there were many there. And I know you're into politics, you know, and pick out one of those subjects, and I want you to comment on that, because this thing is incredible. It's like a movie that never goes away.
And I don't know if I can say this on air.
Go and say it. Q-Lynn cusses enough, so anyway, we're praying for her in 2019.
It's a shit show.
You're just making up stuff.
Everybody know you cuss, Q-Lynn?
He's making up stuff.
Okay. Julie?
I don't cuss that much. Put that word in there.
Hello? Oh, my God. Help her, Lord. Julie, please continue.
I was saying it's a shit show. It's a complete shit show. The whole administration from the top down is a joke. It's very clear what's going on with our federal government and with this administration. And unfortunately, more likely than not, those in Congress who could make a difference are going to turn their head at it because they're going to choose party over people.
That's right. That's right. And you know, and I want you to continue because, also there was someone else in his administration, that, got caught up today in a little tax scheme, right? And it had to do with defense stocks. And this cat, right after they passed a law, granting the Defense Department a lot more money, this cat, put in about $500 million in stocks. And then as soon as he thought he was going to get caught, then he canceled the trade. So you got a lot of stuff going on, folks, that you got to pay attention to. Continue, Julie, if it's okay.
Oh, I got to read up on that. See, you turned me on to something new. You know, it's final exam time for me, so I've been proctoring exams. So I missed that today.
Oh, yes.
Tell me more about that person. You said somebody in the administration?
Well, yeah, he's a
cabinet member?
Yeah, actually, he's a senator. He's a senator, and I'll get back with more information. I'll find that for you, and we'll come back probably closer to the end of the show. I don't want to hold up anything else Q-Lane wants to talk about. But no, there is so much, and that's not the only time that happened this year that somebody in his Republican was caught up in a stock scheme. You know, and the average person goes to jail for that. Remember Martha Stewart? You know? So, yep. And also this thing, tell you what, and folks, if you're not listening, you need to talk, and really pay attention to this thing called opportunity zones. Opportunity
That's
zones.
Right.
Yep. Please check that out. EB, you may know some about it because there's some in New York and the rich people are buying up that property, folks. And then guess what? Then they put these lavish condos in there. And what poor person can live in those? There is one that you have. Check it out. There is a $700,000 condo. Okay. In other words, the condo is called, if you want to live there, you got to $700,000. Now, what poor person you know got $700,000? And the ones who own property around in those areas, guess what? Those people are going to go and give them pennies on a dollar for what their property is worth, move those black and poor people out. All right. And then they build up an area. And guess what? They can qualify up to a zero capital gain tax. Man, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
I know all about that. So I first found out about it. I lived in DC for 10 years. DC is where I learned about the opportunity zone. The same is happening in New York. But when I when I would go back to visit South Carolina, I'm from a suburb of the capital, Columbia. It was happening there, and I saw that we were, you know, essentially being displaced, and we were not getting what we should have for the displacement. And it's something that has been going on for generations. Actually, and I learned in D.C., it's the way that the world works, in America at least. They have these areas that they would put black people, and we would be forced to make that home. We would do so, and eventually other people would move in. We would be displaced to the suburbs, and everything
right.
was so high that we couldn't afford to live, you know, in the center of anything anymore. Well, after a while, they get tired of living in the center, so they want to move to the suburbs, which is why we migrate back to the cities, and because the property values have dropped so low when they move, and because that we're often left behind, we're not moving back to, like, nice areas like you think that we should be, because the city didn't want to do maintenance for us. So we're moving back to the ghettos and we're moving back to the hood and we're scratching and surviving for two or three generations until once again they get tired of the suburbs and they want to move back to the city and they're sending us to the suburbs that they've ruined. And that's like a cycle. It goes on. In a lot of major cities, but smaller cities as well. And I think now is the time that it's happening where they're moving us to the suburbs, you know, they'll get tired soon and we'll move back to the city. But it's a cycle that keeps happening. And I want us as people of color to wise up and to fight it. Like, it doesn't have to be this way. Like, we're willingly putting ourselves through this because we're not fighting back. We're not saying enough is enough.
That's right. We're not voting, right?
Yeah. No.
And we're not supporting our own businesses like we should.
We're not.
We've got to do that. Okay. And there's a study about it. And EB, you're exactly right. But folks, I'm telling you right now, you know, there's supposed to be something called an emoluments clause, right, Julie? And I think that supposed to prohibit a president from, making money outside of being a president,
it prohibits them from.
Please.
He's taking advantage of having these golf courses, staying at Mar-a-Lago, staying at his property. Like, you can't do that, and he's doing it.
Yeah.
He actually calls Mar-a-Lago White House South.
That's right. You know, and we're looking at all the properties around, well, in the United States and around the world. Look at the building right there in Washington, D.C. And all of the dignitaries that come into town, guess where they stay? They stay in the Trump Hotel right in Washington, D.C., down the street from the White House. Are you kidding me? And I tell you something else. That new, that opportunity, thing, EB and Julie, and the rest of the gang here, what we were talking about, these cats, Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump will benefit from that. That's why he passed that tax bill in 2017. One of the reasons in 2017. And you're right.
Well,
we are not paying attention to what's going on.
No, it's not that we're not paying attention. The reality is there is nothing that we can do to stop them.
Mm. Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that because, there's so many investigations.
No, listen, hear me out.
Okay, I will.
I teach this every day. I teach political science. What we can do to stop him hasn't worked, isn't working. And, again, I go back to what I said earlier. Those that could make a difference won't. They keep siding on the side of party first. So what that tells me about me and my people is that we have to resolve for ourselves, too. Because they're choosing party over everything.
I agree with you.
It doesn't matter what he does.
Oh, my God.
You literally have to kill somebody on camera or rape someone on camera. And even then,
you know what, Julie, I'm not disagreeing with anything that you say there, but I think there's something that can be done to him. And I'm telling you what, I'm not sure how he's going to escape all of these investigations that's going on because people are flipping like flipper, on that.
I don't see it. What I'm saying
really?
Is the investigations people are going to keep on trying to keep themselves from, you know, they're going to take these pleas or whatever. You know, we're going to keep seeing what Mueller's doing. The problem is the impeachment. So the Democrats come into power in January.
Okay.
The impeachment and the impeachment trial, that doesn't do anything if there's no removal. And I don't think they're going to have a vote to get a removal. And I don't honestly think that you want to remove Trump because removing Trump does not remove his administration.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Pence. You mean cockeyed Pence? Oh, no. I don't trust him either. Oh, absolutely not.
My thing is we have to prepare for 2020. The hell with the impeachment. We have to
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I think we're focused on the wrong thing, though.
Right.
But we have to stop believing that we're only 13%. Because that's
right.
That's the biggest lie that's been told in this country since forever. We make it consistently. This I know it's a lie. Did you mean to tell me black people have not increased from between 12% and 13%?
No, I don't. I agree with you. I don't believe that.
So. We make the numbers. We also make the numbers because when you look at the census report, who is counted in the majority count
are not looked at on a day-to-day basis as being a part of the majority.
Right.
Prime example, people from the Middle East.
Right.
People from the Middle East are counted as white on the census.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic. I'm in Texas. I'm here to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of Hispanics are counted as white.
I got you covered.
I have an Iranian student, and we talked about this in class. One of the students challenged me, and I turned to the Iranian student, and I asked her, and she said, yes, I'm counted as white. And then I asked her, I said, well, how are you treated? She shook her head and said, no.
Oh, boy. That is a great question. That is a great question. And you know, and Whitney, I'm sorry, Julie, I agree with you 1,000%. And I'm gonna toss it back to you guys, but I just want to chime in a little bit. And that's why I detest and I will not, call myself a minority. I think that is a trick word and people have been brainwashed and there's so many, subliminal, messages that are sent to us that we don't know, but it affects us every day. I refuse to call myself a minority.
Go ahead, finish it, Julie.
I'm just saying that we're not the minority. We're not. The numbers don't lie.
We're not, and we haven't been for a long time.
That's what I'm saying, folks.
That's why things are so driven to lower our numbers. That's right. Why things are the way they are. But in terms of this administration, the goal, okay, work on impeachment, try, do what you can. But that ain't going to work.
You're exactly right. And I think that's what's going to mess us up. Because so many people are focused on that impeachment happening. They're not thinking ahead. So, okay, well, if this doesn't happen, plan B. Let's look toward the next election and what we can do differently.
That's what we have to do, not just in politics, but in social justice and criminal justice. People, we focus on the emotion. I'm very well connected to Birmingham. You know, that's where I went to school down there. I lived down there for several years. You had that mall shooting Thanksgiving night. You got these protesters, and I'm like, what are you protesting, though? You don't even know the details of the case. You don't know what that young man did. There's all kind of cell phone images of that night in the chaos, but there's no cell phone images of his shooting. You know, you got three crimes being investigated. But people are protesting every night saying, release the tape. Shut the hell up. See, we don't think long term. We think emotional. We think how we want to feel right now. Long term, if you release the video footage of what happened in that mall on that Thanksgiving night, you risk tainting your jury pool. You can't do that. But see, we so emotional, we don't think long term. Long term tells you, let it all come together and let's be planning for what we're going to do if A is the result or if B is the result of the investigation. But we don't think like that. The same thing with Trump. As soon as I got over the fact that he won that Tuesday night, as soon as I resolved from that, I said, okay, what can I do to make sure he's not elected again?
Right.
And that's what we have to be.
I agree with that.
We're doing our part. We're changing the fabric of Congress. We're changing these, and it's very important, these state legislators. You know, we're taking these state houses, getting elected to these state offices. We need more people to run for governor and state rep and state senators. And the reason is because if there is an amendment proposed, there's a proposal for an amendment. Say amendment gets through Congress, right? Gets through Congress. It can't go into effect if the states don't agree, right? And so that's the only time federal legislation requires the state. And we haven't had an amendment since 1992, the 25th Amendment. So it's very hard to get an amendment through. But if we don't run these states, if we don't have the leadership in these states, we can add amendments that will be very dangerous. You heard him threaten the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is probably one of the most important amendments. First of all, every amendment after the 13th not every, several of the amendments after the 13th were created just for black people to be treated fairly.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Because before the 13th Amendment, okay, we weren't even recognized, right? The 14th gave us equal protection under the law. The 15th gave black men the right to vote. So, but before the 15th ever existed, there was never even an amendment about voting. See what I'm saying? So we have to be very cognizant of what is in front of us, what is happening, how these votes are happening. You know, everybody's talking about these millions of dollars that HBCUs, they just got passed for HBCUs yesterday. Well, but it came through a farm bill. We have to watch how these things are being processed.
Exactly.
Farmers,
I just was talking about this. Agriculture.
Don't have nothing against HBCUs. But why are we being still associated with agriculture?
It's, that's what it's
left in my damn
listen,
face.
Listen. You talking some real stuff right now, and this is why I keep saying, I think what you and Will are both saying is that we have to do more on the local level before things will change nationally, but we have to be diligent in making sure that we are working towards a goal locally first. And I don't think a lot of people realize how important community involvement and local involvement, local elections are, but they honestly affect everything that goes on in this country. And what you just said is a prime example of that.
Our local is critical. Our local is critical. Local means your city, municipality, your county, your state.
Yeah.
You know, people lost their mind here in Houston because we elected a 27-year-old to be our county administrator. You know, yes, she's 27 years old. Is that all y'all have? Oh, she's never had that kind of position before. Well, everybody got to be elected the first time.
Everybody at some point in some time, come on.
Had to have a first, you know.
Exactly.
So now what we do is you can't talk about what happened with the election. Now you hold the people accountable. And I want them to keep that same energy they're putting towards her. I want them to put it towards everybody else. You know, you got a man who's never been in politics who is now the president of the United States. Keep that same energy. You know what I'm saying? I just
keep that
think
same energy.
That's right.
BS.
Right.
And we get caught up again, we as black people, because that's my first concern. Black people and young people, because I'm really stuck on the greatest love of all, the children really are our future. So
come on, Randy Watson.
If we can turn their minds to see the real, because we can't do it on our own. We've got to. That's the real king of R&B too, by the way. But
okay,
give yourself a round of applause. So lovely.
But we have to. We have to be more cognizant of who we're electing into office. You know, here in Houston, we elected 19 black women to the bench. Do you know how important that is?
Major.
19 black women to the bench. That is freaking amazing. You know,
that's pretty dope.
That's that many more people who, not that they're not going to use discretion properly or that they're going to be biased and just always side with black people. But that means they have an ear that's going to have some empathy and compassion and understanding, who's not just going to throw the book at people, but who's going to really evaluate case by case.
You're absolutely right.
That's
and
right.
The last thing I'm going to say this.
People don't vote in midterms. Those 19 black women did not, if they weren't presented as these 19 women are running for judge, and if we didn't force that down people's throats these past few months. I tell you, Harris County would not have had the turnout that it had. Yes, Beto rocked or whatever, but Harris County, them black folks came out to vote for those black women.
I love it.
I want you to know.
I love that.
Man, y'all got me up in it. Listen, y'all talking so lovely. I just had this random question in here real quick. What are y'all near a dog? Because I heard a dog noise.
Not no, yet, but I plan on getting
married. No, I was saying, I thought I heard a dog bark.
No. But what I was going to say is that
oh, sorry, my bad.
You hear things now.
A dog barking.
Q-Lin's hearing things.
The importance of those midterms are they affect the local. So it's at the local where people get sentenced to prison. It's at the local level where state laws and policies are set and changed.
It's
at that local level. And we ignore the local, but people going to turn out for 2020. But we have got to teach them. We've got to teach them to always vote, you know. And the other thing is, in teaching them to always vote, we've got to be available to help them vote. So, like, maybe I challenge y'all. Maybe you check your local county to see how you become a volunteer deputy registrar, where you can officially help people register to vote, not just tell them, oh, are you registered? But no, you help them fill out and complete that form, and then you turn it in, you know.
That's a great idea.
You know.
Yeah.
Those are the things that we have to do. The other thing is you got to pay attention to the laws. So Texas has 38 electoral votes, right? Texas does. Or is it 36? But anyway, we have over 30 electoral votes here in Texas. In 2020, when we get ready to do the when the Electoral College comes around, the thing about that is Texas in 2020 will no longer have straight ticket voting.
What does that mean?
The election that we just straight ticket voting.
That means like, you know,
like if you go down the state, Democrat on everything, Republican on everything.
Yeah, so they hit one button, like pulling the lever. They just hit one button and they pick up everybody that's in their party.
Which is stupid because some of them don't even have a Democrat, or sometimes it's like independent versus or libertarian versus.
Exactly.
Right. Mm.
So dumb to vote straight party anyway.
Right. It is and it's not. Right? It is and it's not. Because most people, like, we had a ballot this time. My ballot was so long. Like, I promise I kept leaning from one foot to the other.
I know
what you
mean.
But I made sure I went through that whole thing. A lot of people, they just gonna hit those top ones and then they gonna submit. So,
the
straight ticket, I know you don't, we're more responsible.
Oh, no, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, but there are people, how do we educate voters? I can't bring everybody to a political science class, but we gotta start having these conversations. We gotta have town halls. We gotta be more moved. The problem is we got so many activists, and I'm doing air quotes. I wish y'all could see me. We have so many activists.
I kind of felt that you was doing that when you said that.
You emphasized it. Activists.
Okay. Yeah. Who are actively just seeking
their faith.
That's how Q-Lin says
he's faithful. I'm faithful.
Actively seeking their faces and their names to be popular. You know, I'll take Brother Blue Vest in Charge as an example. No name calling. But that's an example because what is the effectiveness? What have you done for me lately? You know, I don't care. You took a picture with somebody. You literally posed during a protest.
Right.
Oh, so man. We have to have these conversations. It's time to get back. I know they got mad at President Obama. But Cornel West and Tavis Smiley used to have State of the Black.
Julie.
You know, they not doing that no more, so we got to do it.
That's right.
So those are the reasons. So that's like why pretty petty politics exists.
I love it.
To help educate.
No, it's, not, it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
But what I was going to say and I don't want anybody to eat me up for saying this. Listeners, listen. Hear me out. This is why I say Barack Obama's presidency was a blessing and a curse to us as black people. Yep. It is, on one hand, it is great to see that we can be in charge of some stuff. But I think that in seeing that, we lost sight of, well, a lot of people didn't realize the steps that Barack Obama went through to make it to where he did. So we assume that if we vote for president, then we get a black president, we're good. But we don't care about the town councilman. We don't care about the aldermen. We don't care about anything on the local level.
Right.
But that is honestly what affects the whole chain line of the law in America. And I think that we, as a people, and I'm always talking about black people, we honestly have to focus on that to make the bigger change, because we are at a disadvantage. That's just what it is. That's what it's always going to be. We're always going to be at a disadvantage. Now, the good thing in that is that although we're at a disadvantage, I won't say it's level playing ground, but we're not so far behind that we cannot catch up. That's just how talented we are as a people in every aspect. But we have to make sure that we are diligent and we are committed to making our local communities better and focusing on the local elections so that it trickles up, not down, but trickles up, because right. That is how the country is ran. And I think more of us have to realize that. And once we do that, we are unstoppable. But I don't want to say we're in our own way, but
we got to get out of our own way. That's exactly
we're in our own way.
Yeah.
Got to get out of our own way.
And believe we can. You know, because you
right.
run into a lot of people, oh man, my vote's not going to count. It's incredible how
yep.
many people you speak to and says, why vote? It's not going to make a difference anyway. And then we've seen elections here lately that's been won by and lost by a few hundred votes. And you see what's going on.
Not even that, just one vote, some of them.
Yeah, Q-Lynn, I thought you brought that up last week. And look at what's going on, Julie and Q-Lynn and Whitney, EB in North Carolina right now. And there's still a race going on that's undecided. And because of there's a voter fraud, I mean, now guess what? It is proven where you got this criminal that signed up that did these absentee ballot, and guess who he preyed on? The uneducated mostly and the older elderly people, and they were signing their names to absentee ballots. And this guy won by 900, so I don't know about that. Julie, I'm sure you up on that, and that's happening in North Carolina right now.
That's happening right now, and it's all hell is breaking loose. But you see that they will go so far to win. It's nothing new. It's absolutely nothing new.
Wow. That's incredible.
That came up. If you ever studied, one of my favorite presidents in American history is Lyndon B. Johnson, right? He's one of my favorites.
Wow.
Because of the history of who he was, right?
Gangster
as hell. But when you study Lyndon B. Johnson, you know, he ran into some of that. It seems like that happened to him where ballots were. He had won an election. Of course, they didn't have all the communication we have today. He had won an election. It had been published in the Dallas newspaper, all the big newspapers that declared him the winner. And then a few more days later, as the votes just kept coming in or were stuffed in, he hadn't won. So the next time he ran, it was suspected that he was the one stuffing boxes. You know, this shit ain't nothing new. You know,
it's incredible. It is absolutely.
If y'all ain't learned nothing else from scandal, you gotta know all these things.
Right.
We gotta move on real quick so we don't run out of time, but you got, what else you wanna say before we?
I could go on, Julie, we gotta continue. Q-Lynn, I love your Soul Savage show because not only you talk about music and you are entertained, you know, movies and things like that, but you also allow other topics to come in. And you're right, Julie, we need to continue this conversation. So Q-Lynn, I've got a song pulled up for you if you wanna do that and we can come right back.
As soon as we wrap up these raggedy and savvy news, we'll get straight to that. We only got a little bit, so we're gonna get to that. Real quick, we only got like one. I told y'all, I'm on a 420 experience right now. I'm all over the place. Y'all was talking
for
4 minutes, so I'm sitting over here. Y'all gave me, thank y'all. I was gonna say thank you, Julie, for helping so much so I can hit this bass as multiple times as I want to, so I can put my soul on the drum. So thank you for that. And they brought my snacks in here. They so nice. PA up front. Brought me all my snacks here, out in the rain and everything, brought me everything. I won't get into that. Y'all need to know all that. But I got it, so I'm not smacking. I had to quiet myself for a minute because I was doing a whole lot extra activities over here. But,
boy, that's a pimp, boy.
Sorry.
Boy, you're a bad pimp.
Listen, okay?
we got people designated to give me my stuff, okay? When I come to see you.
Big pimpin' up in NYC. It's just Brittany, EB, and Q-Lynn Green. That's all
I was just about to ask y'all, just to segue before we get to these raggedy dudes, because they raggedy. I ain't gonna spend about 30 seconds because I can sum mine up real fast with these raggedy dudes. We ain't gonna spend that much time on it. But I want to say, I was halfway looking at some of these Instagram posts. He got it. EB kind of got me looking through this whole thing, trying to find me some old male Twitter honeys to look at. Did y'all like the ones I sent y'all? I mean, the second one that I sent?
Wait a minute. All right? Is this the topic right now?
Oh, no. This is just this is the segue going into the raggedy news. I just wanted
to... Well, I ain't sharing mine.
Whoa.
I'm selfish. Listen, no. I only shared two of them. I don't give all you. All, I got variations of five. You know what I mean? All different ethnicities of five. I ain't gonna hit y'all to anything.
I didn't get anything.
I don't think you don't want to follow big booty women. I can send you, though. Okay. Yeah, so you said I'll follow some big booty women. I'll follow big booty women.
Oh my God.
I don't like that. So they ain't for me. So.
Oh my goodness.
I let EB hit me call Twitter honey.
I like it all.
Hey! Look, EB, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
All right,
okay. We're moving on to Raggedy News. Sometimes you feel like a nut. All right, we're going to move on. I told y'all I'm kind of turned over here, so I'm all over the place right now. Go ahead. When we start with Raggedy News, I got to start it. I'm over here acting like, I don't know what's going on, y'all. I'm on another experience right now. But
we out of control. Yeah, we out of control.
We out of control. Raggedy, I only got one, because this is pretty Raggedy News worthy. This whole King of R&B, some dude, I can't pronounce his name. We mentioned him in the Soul Train. Jacqueline Kennedy. That's the only Jackie I know. Or Jacqueline. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Anyway, this funny looking dude that called himself an R&B singer. I thought he was a rapper, but apparently he wasn't. When I found out on Soul Train, but yeah, this little short little Beetlejuice talking about he the king of R&B. I follow account up.
Oh,
y'all
Lord.
Know he looked like something that you stepped on.
Oh,
Lord.
Y'all
need, first off, that should be a conversation. We need to change. Y'all need to find a king of R&B that's cute, okay? We need to figure out what happened to all the fine R&B singers. Like, all y'all look like Lil Wayne Kong. Why all y'all R&B singers look like that in this new generation? They all ugly.
We have a king of R&B, but he
king of rocks and boom. That's what that jacket.
We can't give him his accolades because he's a trash ass person. So we can't.
Oh, Robert.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't want to say. We'll call him Robert.
Mm-hmm.
We have a king of R&B for the past two or three generations because he's really been.
I'm good.
No, I'd say two generations.
He's
been that guy in R&B. Like, he has been the trendsetter. He has been bridging.
What are you talking about? You talking about the Robert dude? That's what you said?
He's talking about Robert, yes.
Well, we're not going to say his stage name because I'm not going to give him no publicity.
Listen, he only had two playable albums in the new century. The rest of them smell my finger.
Well, wait.
You
know, okay.
Go ahead, put your point
on. No, I haven't listened to that much in the new century. But what I'm saying is, We have a king of R&B. It's unfortunate that we can't give him his props.
He's trash. And,
right. We can't honor him in the way that we've honored people like Marvin or Stevie because it's a different day and age. So this Jackie girl who coming out saying she the king, I've never heard anything that she's saying. She does look like Lil Wayne, which is, that's cool, I guess.
Okay.
But the conversation What I think is raggedy about it, I don't even think her saying that she's the king of R&B, and I'm being very disrespectful because I keep calling he a her, but her saying that she's the king of R&B was not what's raggedy about it. It was everybody discussing who's the king of R&B.
Right, that was
when
gonna be my
I feel opinion. Nobody didn't know what R&B was. They was like, oh, no, 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 Clay Aiken is the king of R&B.
What?
Crazy.
Like, your name is, like, you, I feel like we've gotten so far away from our history and knowing what was what and who was who. Now, I still call him Puffy. P. Diddy put out something about the king of R&B.
Oh, yeah, it's the story. Yep, it was good.
But I didn't like it. I'm telling you why I didn't like
right.
it. No, I don't think he was talking all the way right. Because
well, I don't like the part he said there ain't no new R&B out. I mean, if you
well,
in the terms
yeah,
of how he's saying it, it's
right,
true.
It's not
on
race,
you know
right.
I mean?
What I didn't like was that he failed to take into account that R&B has been evolving since the 1950s. Like, you can go back to the late 1940s, early 1950s. It's been evolving and changing, and it's, you know, split into subgenres. And the reason that it is what it is today is because of him. Like, he was one of those people. Like, I always say, Mary, Puffy, and Andre Harrell were responsible for where R&B is now because they branched away from what it was. And they did so in a way that everybody followed what their formula and what they were doing. So for him to make that statement, I thought was unfair because I'm like, well, you're kind of the reason that the people are doing what they're doing now. Because you were instrumental in merging hip-hop and R&B together in a way that we have not separated from. I didn't like
right.
that part of his argument. Like, that bothered me because I was like, but Puffy, like, honestly, I'm being honest. I think about what Puffy has done R&B-wise, and I'm thinking about Mary, Faith, Total, 112, I don't know who else after that because I listened to that crap, but it took Mary to get away from him to do like the Share My World and Mary album, which are more like soulful, like traditional R&B.
But he was still
Faith Evans was so strong in who she was and who she is, where Keep the Faith and Faithfully were just so like, oh, well, everybody else is doing this, but let me show y'all what R&B is. Let me write R&B. Let me show y'all what vocal layering is and background. Faith was strong in that. I feel like if Puffy had his way, everybody would sound like Cassie and Sierra, and I'm just going to say it, Beyonce, and that would be the basis of R&B music.
Right.
But it's
not. I think
not.
With the whole conversation, I was like, what you were saying, it was mostly the comments. I was like, once the people started listing off people.
Oh, the comments were ridiculous.
I mean, to specify what the young man said, he said this generation's of, so it's like, it's hard for me to like even pick out, because it's only like a couple.
Mm.
I know way more female R&B singers than male R&B singers, and the ones that I like, I feel like if you talk about touring and sales-wise, T.J. Morton is that right now.
But that's the thing.
He just put out
people
a live album
that
already got Grammy nominated again. But they don't
right.
listen to R&B like that, so they just name
no.
off niggas like Jeremiah with no A. And,
you are absolutely right. You talk about
yeah, I was just going to say that the commenters and people that was listening, I was like, they want these new artists to matter so much because it's like anything they put out. They said, oh, this is a classic. They don't even listen. New Age listen. They don't even listen to music like within 5 minutes without trying to call it a classic and stuff like that because they want this generation of artists to matter more than what they contribute to music. And I remember I wrote an Insta story on Instagram like breaking down. A lot of people liked what I was saying because I was like, that's all it is. And none of the, I was like, y'all want to put them up there so high and they don't contribute to music the way legends in the past have. I'm like, they don't, they're touring, their work ethic, they're touring, and their albums are not of quality enough for me to overpraise or just overpraise their work because it doesn't match up. And none of them have the work ethic of the past. a lot of these parties don't tour like that to be considered. I mean, it even has to, nothing to do with a joint tour and stuff like that, because Luther just used to, they all used to have joint tours and stuff like that, you know, have openers and stuff like that, or people that co-headline. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about just touring off of their records, like just their records alone that they've released,
right,
or their albums they've released. They don't tour like that. And so
I think
they don't have that work ethic, but that was just my point on it. I'm like, I feel like, and John Legend, I heard his response. He's like, he was basically saying there ain't no king of R&B. I mean, if you try to classify everything to what this is now, like, it's just all about how you classify it. Like, I feel like what Diddy said about classifying what an R&B king is, like, I feel like those attributes is that. Now, his opinion added to that, I wasn't 99% with it, but everything that he said, the word you're supposed to base R&B king
was
on,
right.
I feel like those attributes are, like, what you should be judging an R&B king on. But, yeah, all these dudes. I want to go get that defensive, because I'm like, he just did all this for publicity or something. That
what I'll say is this.
A song or album that he ain't about to go nowhere. I mean, he probably do like 20 million with a single or something like that, but that ain't related to an album. But
what I'll
say
is,
I ain't listening to that shit, so I don't care.
I'm
throwing all kind of shade. I don't care. I don't listen to
this. What I'll say is this. I think when it comes to naming R&B royalty, king, queen, or court jester, or whatever, always what the next generation sees as acceptable and what can blend the generations. I think that's the key component that most people miss. That's why that guy who I said is the king, I'm not going to name his name, was because he could blend generations. He had sound. That's
Robert.
Why we called Aretha the queen of soul, is because she was able to move through decades like it's nobody business. That's why we call Mary the queen of hip hop soul, is because you came with something new, but the old and the new generations can accept it. That's why people like Patty and Aretha and who else is big in R&B Faith? I'm going to say Usher. I'm going to say Babyface and Raphael Sadiq, who people didn't name, which was so weird to me. Like, how you talking about R&B and you don't name Babyface or Raphael Sadiq? Like,
so they said this generation. I was throwing up on the comment because I'm trying to
There's nobody new,
and I'm not thinking of somebody old, because people
This generation who has reached the level of fame that they should have to call themselves that. Now, if
he don't need to call himself that anyway. Like, you're supposed to, like you said, you're supposed to let other people tell you that. Like, you ain't supposed to
call
yourself
anyway.
And y'all ain't got long, these new generation ain't got long enough catalog to be calling themselves
everybody king. Nobody ever called themselves the king or queen of anything. Everybody else did. So that's another factor in the whole thing. But, like
Sammy Fox said, he the king of Bunk or rocks and bunk. That's what he could be king of.
Right, that's right. Right, like
rocks and blunts. That's what
he's
gonna king
crown
of.
Themselves with anything. That means you don't need to be crowned with nothing. But
he said that little nigga set the internet on fire with that. So I guess his job was accomplished.
It's people like, and I'm gonna give somebody a shout out who I shouldn't, because I kind of don't want to say his name either. But that Chris guy, I would say
Chris Brown has
the potential.
Yeah.
To do something, but he needs the right people in his corner. He needs the right team behind him.
He needs to write better
albums.
Before
you can say, say that again, Hewlett.
That's all he needs to do, because he got the full package to be great if he wants to. And I know he can write great records, because I've heard
say
him
it again.
Write great records
for
people.
That's right.
But he don't write that shit for himself. So
that is
absolutely right.
That is,
if you make better albums, I would say he'd be the king R&B if he writes better
like
quality albums.
For this generation, because people keep saying Usher, but I feel like Usher's
he's too old. He can't be in that conversation no more.
He's not in this.
After
and
he
say
that No Limit song, I'm like, you can't. Like, after you made that No Limit song, I'm like, you can't relate to young people breaking nice
and right.
Like, that is.
And I saw.
Like, you need to give it up.
I saw Tank.
No, he's too old too. He came out early 2000s.
Right. No, but this is it though about Tank. He put out his list, and I was like, you know what, Tank, your list is actually good. But you don't belong with her because you don't fit in the category with these people.
He old. Anybody that's old don't need to be in that list. He said new generation. That's why it told me our people name it. Like, that's cool, but if you name it that. But he said this generation. And I'm like, that's
but
a,
this is it.
That's a oxymoron on top of that because you can't even name nobody because they ain't got no hit
this
record.
This is where I'm going to be messy. I feel like
Tank. Out of time. Damn.
And Usher. Oh, real quick. People like Tank, Usher, or whatever. Like, if you're including yourself in that, oh, I'm the king, or I'm here, that means that you've not made the impact that you should have when you should have during your time. So you're trying to slide in. You're trying to get in where you fit in, like my grandma say. And you're not doing that. And you can't do that. You will never be able to do that. And I think you should just give it up. Just do what you do. Just, I don't know. I'm about to say something so different. Go suck some dick or something. I don't know. Just do what you do. And don't project that onto the younger generation, because there are younger people like I like Daniel Caesar, I like Leon Bridges,
I like Sebastian Cole.
Sebastian Cole,
oh, yeah, he's
what's
real
the,
right. he's
what's
real
the
right.
Luke James? I like
yeah,
these are white guys. I like Tom Misch and Jordan Rackett. They're mm-hmm. white guys. I mean, but I would not call any of these guys the king because nobody's proven themselves. Like me and Kulin said. Chris could be, but Chris, he in his own way. He like y'all right. doing with voting, so double points here. Yeah, I mean, come on. Y'all got to get out and do something.
We'll do Savvy News real quick and talk about 2019. I just want to know that y'all like the, I mean, besides Shaka Khan and LL, that's who I voted for. I wanted in there, and I voted for Janet Jackson and Stevie Nicks. I'm glad Stevie Nicks in there. But they need 2020 LL and Shaka Khan. For
Shaka,
that.
Yeah. Same, no.
Julian, do y'all like those picks of, like, Janet Jackson being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all that? Real quick.
Not ahead of Shaka.
Well...
I mean, Janet, it took a long time for Janet to get in there because she, I think they denied her like a, she's been eligible for a while and Shaka is like, well, Rufus featuring Shaka, so it was like, it ain't just her catalog, it's Rufus, the band, so it ain't necessarily just Shaka.
You go ahead with the technicalities because that's your line, but me is just saying.
Well, we gonna go to break. Evie, you said you like that.
Evie calls her the ghost whisperer.
Ooh, Shaka!
No, man. The ghost.
Oh, we're talking about Janet. Oh, my bad.
Come on now. Come on.
Okay. You can't be disrespecting, you know, music royalty. Like, Janet Jackson is amazing. I don't care what she whispered on. Listen, she's all good in my book. She made I Get Lonely. See, you can't even hit the notes. That's how you call her the whisper. You can't
wait,
hit the notes like her.
You can't either.
That's
you
all.
Can't even, so
that's hysterical. You disrespectful. We're gonna go to break real quick. We're gonna go to break real quick before we go. Real quick break, and Will's ready. We'll be back.
In your window tonight, baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Flashing in your window tonight. I can hear the music loud and clear while I'm walking down the street. See the flashing lights of Christmas cheer blinking to the beat. Where that party at? Right here. Cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Flashing in your window tonight. We get so excited when we see all the pretty lights. Red, yellow, purple, white, and green. Christmas delight. Where's that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Flashing in your window tonight. Ooh.
You got those big balls. Flash them in the window tonight.
That
was my new single. Thank
EB so much. I swear,
Gaia. Hey, Kulin, I thought you picked that one. EB. EB.
What was that name?
EB.
I hate him so much.
Oh, God.
Like, I love being a part of the family, but I don't like when they're playing. And they try to be like, oh, that's shady, but that's not shady. Yeah, I know I got big balls.
Baby, you got them big balls.
Baby, you got them big balls.
Maybe you got them big balls.
Flash him in the window tonight. You gotta flash him in the window. Oh my God. Wait, hold on. Oh, who came up with that?
Q-Man? Said this song is about him. He said, oh, man. As soon as he said that, I saw that text. I started crying.
Because I was like, what?
Because all I heard was, baby, you got two big balls. I started laughing. Oh, he's so stupid.
Man, yeah, I was laughing. I was laughing throughout that song. EB. EB.
That's gonna be in my head all night.
I don't know why.
That's on the Sharon Jones, man.
Oh, God.
I picked it because that's one of my favorite Christmas albums. I was going to talk about a Christmas song.
Oh, my
goodness.
You
just threw that out of whack. I don't know. I don't know where it goes.
Well, shit. Shucks.
Listen, that's on the Sharon Jones, man.
Oh,
one
my God.
One of the greatest singers, soulful singers of all. Listen, she got a record called Funky Little Drummer. I think you like that because, like, it's in the style of James Brown. Will, you'll like that.
EB?
You need to look it up. You need to play it on one of your shows.
Oh, I am. It's going into the playlist. I just listed that.
That was called Little Funky Drummer.
Oh, my God.
Darren Jones and Dap King. They're amazing. They were.
Yeah, she's amazing.
The Dap Kings are still doing their thing, but rest in peace to Sharon. Cancer sucks, definitely.
I've never heard that song before.
You got them big balls.
Oh, my God. Hey, EB.
Stop kidding. I won't get your business, EB. It probably is.
So shady.
Oh, my God.
I won't get you.
And now y'all know.
I'm thinking it. No, never mind. I ain't going to
Oh, my God.
I'm giving you props. I was like, your problem is big. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying. You got some big balls. Baby, you got some big balls. I like that.
I love it.
Oh, he said ball.
It's B-U-L-B, but I know.
He talking about his jingle bells.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Turn the Soul Savages Radio. They talk about Studio W.
That's right. Oh,
what's
my God.
What's your favorite Christmas song before we
I love that
show?
Song.
What's your favorite song, Whitney?
I love that.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Phew. That is too good.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Mine is
going to
be Christmas.
Mine's going to be this one. Baby, you got to.
Baby, you got some big balls.
That song, it's got to be on the list now.
Baby, you know what? Me and QA are going to perform that. Okay.
Go ahead. What's your favorite Christmas song? You
we got like a minute left. We got to let Julie get some time to plug her social media.
Man, oh man.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, Julie, please take over.
Go, so some, we can wrap up.
Julie, please.
Let It Snow by Boyz II Men.
Oh, Let It Snow. Oh, yeah, that's like a classic Christmas.
And,
oh, yeah.
And Mariah's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I love this.
I can just imagine him with a Santa hat on and some tight drawers on with his chest hair, flashing in the window, and Q-Lin drinking bullet, and be like, baby, you got them big balls.
Man.
It is
emotions.
What do the lonely do at Christmas?
Oh yes.
It is Carla Thomas, D Wiz's Christmas. And it's James Brown, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
Yeah.
But then Baby You Got Some Big Balls is like
man.
Four right now. Right?
It says balls, not balls.
Whoa, like balls. That's the remix. The remix.
Oh, I love it.
Where can they find you on social media? And then get a Savvy Heated Talk afterwards. Where can they find you on social media?
Pretty Petty Politics.
I'm sorry.
Podcast. Okay, it's long. Pretty Petty Politics Podcast. If they want political, if they want some butter for their body.
Or their beard.
They can find me the Southern Socialite, but if you come to Southern Socialite with the shit, you will be blown.
Oh, yeah. What you gotta say? Give a Savvy Heathen talk, bro. Just anything that's on your mind. Give a Savvy Heathen talk.
Wow.
With Julie.
Baby, you got those
tell the
big
one that you love and that you love.
Baby, you got those big
there you
balls.
Go.
Amen.
I'm gonna say EB's for last. Whitney, what's your Savvy Heathen talk so we can wrap up?
I can't think straight. I ain't got one. Y'all just happy holidays. Be safe out there. Y'all got me so messed up right now with this song.
I'm gonna go the safe route and say I'm gonna give birthday appreciation today. To Sheila E. Her birthday was yesterday. To Moore's Day, his birthday was today. Jamie Foxx's birthday today. And then Teacher Moses' birthday is this weekend later on the 17th. Shout out to all them. And then also, man, my mind is going blank. I think that's it. I just want to give birthday appreciation to all those great, phenomenal musical acts that are royalty in very individualistic ways. So shout out to them. And I'm going to be smoked out listening to the fourth anniversary of D'Angelo's Black Messiah this weekend is on the 15th tomorrow. And I'm going to be smoked out listening to that. That's my Savvy Heathen talk. Be smoked out. What's the name of that song? It's, I used to get real high. Now
we need to have
that's my song, but
you know what, Chulin, I'm gonna call you this weekend because I want to talk about that Black Messiah.
Yeah.
So I needed somebody to talk to understand. So my Savvy Heathen talk is shout out to everybody who came to my birthday party in last weekend. Even the people that I didn't remember that you were there, and I was cussing y'all out, but y'all sent me pictures later, and I remember that, oh, they did come. So, shout out to everybody that came. Y'all all had big balls.
I
also really, really want to shout out Q-Lin, Soul Savage Radio. I want to shout out Whitney and her sister Haley and the As Told by Her brand. I definitely got to shout out Will and everything that Studio W is doing. All of the shows, 7 days a week, around the globe. And I do want to shout out Julie, because I definitely had my Just Whip in my beard that all y'all MFers was rubbing in last weekend at my party, saying, "Yo, beard feels so good." And I couldn't remember the name because I was wasted. But I was like, "Oh, my friend Julie."
They was like, "Baby, you got some big balls. Baby, you got some big balls. Baby, you got some big balls."
Julie at Pretty Petty Politics Podcast, which comes on Thursdays now, but they're switching to Mondays. So I want to shout out all the people that I work with who make it pleasant, who are great people. And then I also just got to shout out my mama just for sending me money to pay for that party I had. So thanks, mama. You got some big balls.
Listen, it's big balls, man.
Dive
I get
balls.
You saw the name of the song right. This has been Soul Sadness Radio. Our last show of the year is next Thursday. I'm trying to get something orchestrated where I can have a bunch of people. I'm trying to have 27 people on at one time. I'm trying to get all the past guests on and then get some more guests on so we can just have a good old time. 2 hours of just foolishness because we ain't going to talk about nothing. We just going to have a good old time. If you want to join in next week, I'm going to hit y'all up, all the people I want to get on. We just going to just have a good time talking about 2019. Our favorite Raggedy News, just one story of 2019 we like. And savvy news, raggedy story of the year and savvy story of the year. That's how we're going to do it. And so we'll be back next week, our last show of 2018 before we go into 2019. Y'all, we'll be back 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Thursday. We out, y'all.
And we are out.
Baby, you got some big balls.
Oh, man.
Baby, you got some big balls. Baby, you got some.
Grab them by the big balls, y'all.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Grab them by the big balls. Grab them by the big balls. Grab them by the big balls. But make sure it's consensual.
That's right.
Oh, this is the soul
ball. Grab the consensual balls. Grab the consensual balls.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you for coming on.
We try to get it together for the sponsorship. We're going to get it together.
We'll get it together. All right. Hey, Q.
Yeah,
now, next week.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to tell the audience what time do they tune in?
4 to 6 p.m. And then maybe we'll grab some big balls.
Okay.
Maybe we grab some big balls.
7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all of my people on the East Coast with me who are listening. Studio W Buzz. But you don't have to wait until Thursday when the Soul Savages Radio Show is on. Studio W broadcasts 7 days a week.
Everybody
at Studio W. Yo, if that's your real impression, it's hilarious. If that's your real impression, I'm dying. Because you say it just like that.
That was real. Every week.
You sound just like Will when you said that, when you was plugging that.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good Will Brown impression.
Show love to us.
Oh, and we appreciate that.
Man, show love every week. Thank you for putting up with my foolishness. Well, I said about 17 cuss words on here since you was gone. You said you kept messaging me, you was gone. I was like, oh, let me throw this in there.
Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, man.
I called that dude Jackie like an ugly mug. I don't know how many times. I said the MF. Oh, I don't know how many I said, but yeah, he looked like Beetlejuice. But yeah, go ahead. We out, y'all. Yeah. Next Thursday, we'll be back.
And I'm going to ask
EB, man, out here swinging. Now, he's the one swinging and swinging. Why are you talking about me? EB out here swinging and swinging out here. Because he got
swinging
them big balls. Baby, he got them big balls. Baby, he got them big balls. Swinging and swinging them big balls. Well, cut us off. Play the music again. You know we're going to go all the way left. Cut us off. We out, y'all.
Oh.
So Savage Radio. We're going to get kicked off the air.
Yeah, you're going to get kicked off.
I can't believe they let us do this every week.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Playing them the motions, entertaining Christmas tunes. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you
playing big balls again.
I had to. That's right. Hey, EB. Hey, where do you grab them? Where do you grab them, EB?
Grab them by the big balls. Grab them by the big balls.
We out.
Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Flash it in your window tonight. I can hear the music loud and clear. While I'm walking down the street, see the flashing lights of Christmas cheer. Blinking to the beat, where that party at? Right here, cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. We get so excited when we see all the pretty lights. Red, yellow, purple, white, and green. Christmas delight. Where's that party at? Right here. Cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Flashing in your window tonight. Ooh.
What a show. You've been listening to the Soul Savvy Show here on Studio W Buzz. Check them out every Thursday night at 4 p.m. here Pacific Standard Time on Studio W the Buzz. Stay tuned. Mr. Melody's coming up. Hey, man, he comes back with that vintage old school jazz and blues. All right. So, hang right in. Keep it locked right here on the Buzz.